Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes and a dozen or so tracks. We start off with a band called Du Saison from Quebec. A very calm, a couple of reels, the Tarbolton et la Bégayeuse, so I can't guarantee it's going to stay calm. This is show number 198, and we're doing a number of summer rambles again, just because that's what we can do in the summertime. I'll talk to you in just a moment. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Back to Du Saison. Reels there from the band called Du Saison. That was the Tarbolton and La Bégayeuse. They're a trad folk rock group out of Quebec. And one of the leaders was Jean-Marc Lalonde, who's an accordionist, a singer, storyteller of the group. He was also a part of a group called La Ligue du Bonheur, which I've played in the past. And his latest project was called Hey Wow. And it was set up as the answer to the question, what would have happened if the accordion, instead of falling into disuse when the 1960s arrived, what would have happened if it had remained a cool instrument? That's a question I ask myself so often. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 198. We're doing some summer rambles, and we're heading off into the Silly Sisters next. They are basically, it was a 1976 album by English folk singers Matty Pryor and June Tabor. It was their first collaborative effort as a duo. And the pair later adopted the term the Silly Sisters for subsequent projects. And those early records, which they were, cassettes as well, now are seen as classic releases of close duo singers in the British tradition. This is a song called Dauphin Mistress, and Dauphin Mistress was first recorded by Anne Briggs in 1963. It possibly originates in the cotton mills of Ulster, and her version was an influence on both June Tabor and Matty Pryor, and an influence in their decisions to become singers themselves, so it had an important place in their lives. This is the Silly Sisters.
Oh, do you know her, or do you not? This new dolphin mistress we have got. Elsie Thompson, it is her name, and she has a dauphin's attack.
Time to waste.
music there from Honey and the Bear, and it's about saving lives at sea, as it turns out. Honey and the Bear, a British folk and roots duo. They tell tales of Suffolk folklore, sails of tuffock. Yeah, there you go. They're courageous people who they admire, and the passion for nature, and, you know, this and that. They're both multi-instrumentalists, both songwriters. They met in 2012. They started singing and performing together a couple years later. And the first full studio album was 2018. So that's pretty good. They were married in, 2018, and that's when their first studio album went out. So how many of us have got married and then released a duo album the same year? Well, there you go. This album was recorded during the pandemic, and it's called Journey Through the Roke. I've played it before, and this is Freddie Cooper is the name of the song. Now, sometimes it occurs to me that the beginning of that song, which I thought really, sometimes I think, this would be a good music for the beginning of a show, like on CBC or one of those where they try to get some catchy music. Listen to it again. I'll play the start there. Can't you just see that's like a public affairs show or something like that? Or maybe a bit lighter like that, like some sort of weekend AM gardening and gardening and what else? Maybe, you know, the lambs and anyway, they're going to start singing. But that sort of strikes me as being great and ripe for the picking in case you happen to be the one who chooses theme music for CBC or another station. You could be listening to this show on a number of stations, CHBB, Voice of Bombay, 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland and Labrador. Or let's go one more. Fanshawe's 106.9, the XCIXX in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we're going to go from that to David Hadfield. He was born in Galt. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, author, wilderness adventurer. He flies airplanes, especially historic airplanes and classic boats and so on. He's done a lot with his brother Chris Hadfield. You might know. He's the singing astronaut kind of guy. And David's songs are largely story songs. They usually focus on historical themes. He's been performing this solo multimedia show called Songs, Slides, and Stories. So he sings, he shows videos about his songs, tells short stories and so on. He's got four CDs out, and this is from one called Wilderness Waltz. And it's kind of a cute song. It's written by Dave and his brother, Chris. And it's about an icon of Canadian capitalism. Those of you who are listening from a country outside of Canada might have a little more trouble understanding this. This is Dave Hadfield and his brother, Chris.
Lately, I've noticed life's making a change. All the old values now seem kind of strange. All the old places now seem kind of weird. I go to the bar and the girls drink draft beer. What can a man do that's only for men? Where can a guy go to be with his friends? Well, I found a place to rekindle the fire. I go to Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. Handle the lumber and say hi to friends. Turtle wax, Winchester's, work boots and wire. I go to Canadian Tire. Well, I went to the opera. I'd watch the whole works. You know, I got a fresh haircut. My wife chose my shirt. But the seat was too hard and the show was a bore. Hope nobody saw me from down at the store. 'Cause now the Gretzky's retire and Magic sells shoes. We're Saturday's heroes for us men to choose. You gotta turn off the TV and aim a bit higher. On down to Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. The colors of car paint go on without end. Turtle wax, Winchester's, work boots and wire. I go to Canadian Tire. rain and I wait for the bus. Oh, I go to the office, I suppose, 'cause I must. And the work's on my desk in a gigantic pile, but I'd rather be standing in the sporting goods aisle. There's only one problem that might lie ahead. If the store should go broke, I'd be better off dead. So quick, grab your wallets and be the next buyer. Support your Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. Fondle the hardware and say hi to friends. Turtle wax, Winchester's, work boots and wire. I go to Canadian Tire. I go to Canadian Tire.
As I was walking one morning for pleasure, spied a cowpuncher riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs was a jingle. And as he approached, he was singing this song. Whoop-tie-i-o, get along, little dozies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoop-tie-i-o, get along, little dozies, you know the bio. Your mama was raised way down in Texas, where the Jimson wheat and the sandburrs grow. But we'll fill you up on prickly pear choy till you are ready for Idaho. Whoop tie I O, get along, little dozy, get your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoop tie.
Of a lovely old Western song, Whoopie Tie I Yo. That was Ian Tyson, of course. Ian Tyson learned to play guitar in hospital after he was recovering from a bad fall in a rodeo. Hitchhiked to Toronto and he met a young singer from small town Ontario, Sylvia Fricker. They fell in love, got married, and they toured as Ian and Sylvia. They were the Canadian stars of the early 60s folk scare. They married in 1964. They made about a dozen albums together, and their band called The Great Speckled Bird rivaled The Byrds, the B-Y-R-D-S, and other groups which sort sort of helped to create modern country. And if you had a chance to see them back in the day, for some reason I ended up seeing them at the Stratford Shakespearean Festival Theater, I think, the Great Speckled Bird. He was hosting a national television show between 1970 and 1975, and they were great. I wasn't even into country-ish music at the time. I was listening to Black Sabbath at the time and Deep Purple, but I still enjoyed it. After that show, at some point, their marriage kind of disintegrated and they stopped playing together, and so he kind of got disillusioned with the Canadian country music scene, and he wanted to return to his first love, which was training horses in the ranch country of southern Alberta. But in the midst of that, he continued to sing and record somewhat. He's had 17 solo releases, and he's well into his 80s now, but he still loves both the studio and the ranch. You're listening to Roots and Branches of Beyond. This is show number 198, and a number of summer rambles here. We're going from hither and yon, so from there to Newfoundland for the Irish Descendants, a folk group from Newfoundland. The original members were, they're born of Irish emigrants, and they formed the band in 1990 out of two other bands called The Descendants and Irish Coffee, and so that's thereby goes their name. They helped popularize traditional Newfoundland Irish music to a wider Canadian audience, and their lineup has changed a fair bit, but they persist. This is from a CD called Rollin' Home, and this is one of my favorite I love this British song. It's called All Around My Hat, and they throw in just enough of that Albion band sound, that British rock sound. This is the Irish Descendants.
All around my hat I wear a green willow. All around my hat for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who's far, far away. Fare thee well, cold winter, and fare thee well, cold frost. Nothing have I gained, but my own true love I've lost. I'll sing and I'll remarry when occasion I can see. He's a false, deluded young man. Let him go, farewell ye. The other night he brought me a fine diamond ring. Oh, he's going to have to bribe me with a far better. He's a false, deluded young man. Let him go, farewell ye. All around my hat I wear a green willow. All around my hat for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who's far, far away. Quarter pound of reasons and a half a pound of sense, a small sprig of time and a smudge of prudence. You mix them all together and you will plainly see he's a false, deluded young man. Let him go, farewell ye. All around my hat I wear a green willow. All around my hat for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who's far, far away. All around my hat I wear a green willow. All around my hat for 12 months and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who's fine.
Been listening here to James Chichu. He's a Cree fiddler from the James Bay region of northern Canada. He's a member of the Moose Cree First Nation. He's located on the old island settlement of Moose Factory in Ontario. That's where he lived. It's one of the oldest settlements in Ontario, actually, Moose Factory. It dates back to about the 1670s, like the oldest European, because obviously the Cree were there for thousands of years before that. Anyways, it was established as a major fur trade outpost for the Hudson's Bay Company. And James is a self-taught fiddler. He was one of the few remaining, the traditional James Bay Cree fiddlers. He had a repertoire of traditional tunes that sort of went back to an earlier time when the Cree and the European cultures had merged upon this common social ground in various James Bay settlements during the fur trade era. And they'd get together. He tells stories about his father as well. They'd get together on an island in James Bay. They'd be there for several weeks doing the trades and so on and so forth. Every day there'd be music and people would come and they'd bring their fiddles and the accordions and they would trade tunes. And so James was the youngest of seven. He grew up hearing his father and his older siblings playing the fiddle and the old tunes at home. He took up the instrument at age 12 and released his first recording at age 68. So there you go. There's hope for a lot of us yet. You would have heard the two-sided handmade skin drum that was in the background there, and that was usually placed on the lap, and it was played with two sticks. And it traditionally accompanied fiddle tunes until the guitars kind of took over in later years, but he still wanted to have that. And I believe there's some spoons there in the background, and that was played by his wife. It's from a CD called She Chi Man, or was released on CD. That's the kissing dance. It's a dance they would play at the end of the night. And kissing was involved. And so that is what we heard just after the Irish Descendants. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing some rambling today. Next up, we have Paul Clayton. He's an American folk singer and folklorist. He was prominent in the folk music revival of the 1950s and 60s. He began collecting songs when he was quite young in his hometown. That was New Bedford in Massachusetts. He graduated from University of Virginia, got a master's degree in folklore, and he just set out kind of collecting traditional music. And one of the things he collected was New England sea shanties and ballads. He recorded 6 solo albums, so he would then sing them back. He would find these and he'd sing them back and so on. Made his last recordings in 1965. Alas, he died in 1967. But he was a close friend of a number of people like Dave Van Ronk and Liam Clancy. And he was a mentor and friend of Bob Dylan during the early years of Dylan's career. In fact, there's a story that Don't Think Twice, It's All Right was really based on a song that Paul Clayton wrote. And the lawyers kind of worked it out. But the two guys remained friends forever. Anyway, this is a sea shanty. This is from his Whaling and Sailing songs. This is a popular one you've probably heard before if you know anything about sea shanties. This is The Maid of Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam there lived a maid, mark well what I do say. In Amsterdam there lived a maid who was always pinching the sailor's trade. I'll go on a more a roving with you, fair maid. A roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go on a more a roving with you, fair maid. I took this maiden for a walk, mark well what I do say. I took this maiden for a walk, she wants some gin and didn't she talk. I'll go on a more a roving with you, fair maid. A roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go on a more a roving with you, fair maid. She said, you sailors, I love you so, mark well what I do say. All you sailors, I love you so, and the reason why I soon didn't know. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. She placed her hand upon my knee, mark well what I do say. She placed her hand upon my knee, I said, young miss, you're rather free. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I gave this miss a parting kiss, mark well what I do say. I gave this miss a parting kiss, when I got to board my money I missed. I'll go on a more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, since roving's been my ruin. Go on a more a-roving with you, fair maid. Thank you.
accordéon. La joie des filles, c'est dans les belles chansons. La musique, c'est tradition. Et c'est dans les cœurs de tous les gardiens. Chagrin des cœurs, c'est dans l'accordéon. Chagrin des cœurs, c'est dans les belles chansons. La musique, c'est tradition. Et c'est dans les cœurs de tous les gardiens. La tradition, c'est pour tout qui gagne. Et c'est dans le cœur de tous les gardiens. Un petit bébé dans les bras de sa maman a pris valser dans les bras de sa maman. Il va apprendre la tradition. Et c'est dans le cœur de tous les gardiens.
And that is Bruce Dagrepont and a Cajun song there. It's called Cour de Cajun. And Bruce was born in New Orleans. His parents came from the rural farming communities of the Avoyelles Parish. And when he was growing up, no family gathering was complete without some little playing and singing. His father picked the guitar, sort of Carter family style. And so when Bruce turned 5, his father presented him with a guitar. By the age of 10, he was also bearing down on a 5-string banjo. But it wasn't until 1978 he attended the annual Festival Acadien in Lafayette. And Bruce devoted himself to the French accordion. Within a couple of years, he had his own Cajun band. He was honing his skills at the regular Thursday night Fay Doudou dances at the Maple Leaf Bar. That I think it's changed location since then. Sunday nights from 5 to 9, if you're ever down there. And over the next number of years, he almost single-handedly popularized Cajun music and Cajun dancing in cosmopolitan New Orleans. He's emerged as one of Cajun music's finest cultural ambassadors in North America. He does these annual, had been doing these annual homecoming pilgrimages to New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. And that's where the history of the Louisiana Cajuns had its beginnings. And it was very popular with those. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and show number 198. My name's Ivan Emke with you for this hour. We've got a bunch of tracks yet to get to. And next up we have Parker Millsap. And he's an American singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He's from Purcell, Oklahoma. He plays kind of a blend of blues and country and rock and Americana and folk music. He has received a number of awards. A few years back, he was named Americana Music Association's Emerging Artist of the Year. He plays guitar and harmonica and piano and so on. His musical influences, he attributes to growing up in a Pentecostal church and also listening to blues with his parents, because the two are kind of linked in his recordings. He's got 5 studio albums out. This one, it's called The Very Last Day. It was declared the 11th best Roots album of the year by No Depression magazine. So not quite on the top 10, but it's a CD that I've listened to a couple times. I listen to a lot of CDs, as you might suspect, and I don't play them all for you. You know, obviously they don't all kind of make the cut or whatever. And I was on the verge, but it's one of those CDs that I kind of kept coming back to, and I wasn't quite sure what the lyrics were about and so on. And the Pentecostal connection, it's kind of very interesting. But needless to say, I'm intrigued, and I would like to hear more of his stuff. This is, though, a blues song that I'm playing because he just does such an amazing job of it. So I couldn't help myself but play it. Parker Millsap. This is Gary Davis and Fred McDowell song. This is called You Gotta Move.
Yeah.
Something called Joliet Bound, and it's from a duo release from Wynton Marsalis and Eric Clapton, a concert they did together at the Lincoln Center. Marsalis is an American trumpeter and composer and teacher and so on. He's promoted classical and jazz music his whole life. He's won at least 9 Grammy Awards, I believe, and he's won a Pulitzer Prize for music as well, one of his compositions. I think he's the only musician who's won a Grammy Award in jazz and classical during the very same year. Very same competition. He was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. There seems to be a trend. I actually got another New Orleans musician just coming up. And he was born in a family of 6 boys, and 3 of them became jazz musicians. He, at the age of 6, received his first trumpet, but he didn't practice much until he was 12, he said. But by the time he was 14, he was performing with the New Orleans Philharmonic. So that was a pretty intense practice he did. Eric Clapton, of course, is an English rock and blues guitarist, singer, songwriter. He did the Yardbirds, Cream, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Blind Faith, and so on. But mostly known as a solo artist who sold like 135 million records or something like that. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke, and you could be listening to a variety of places. Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. Could be on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or maybe Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Laura Smith, and she was a Canadian folk singer-songwriter born and raised in London, Ontario. She was encouraged at an early age by Margaret Avison, who was a noted poet and a writer in residence. She began playing music as well and made her debut at area coffee houses, moved to Toronto, was there about close to a decade, and then she moved to Cape Breton in 1984. She released her debut album in 1989, a CBC Variety recording. Her second album brought her national acclaim and a bunch of nominations and so on. She disappeared from the music scene for a while. She had a number of accidents and difficulty recovering from that. She was performing by 2010 again, and did another record, which was the one that I'm going to play from, Everything is Moving. I'm going to play a song called I Build a Boat. Alas, she died in 2020 in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia, where she was living. This is Laura Smith.
Woman in every port. after all is said and done. What good is life without having fun? Because life is given, but only once.
Great little song there from Dr. John and a bunch of his friends. The first, you might recognize some of those voices. The first verse was sung by B.B. King, second one by Willie Nelson, then Dr. John came in singing, and the others came back as well. That's from a CD that's, it's sort of a retrospective he put together. It's 18 tracks, and it's just really fun stuff. Dr. John, I've played him before, but he's born in New Orleans, Louisiana, Nolens. This is, the CD is called Nolens Distatter Dada. And Mac Rebenack, I believe, was his real name. And he decided to become a musician when he was just in his early teens. He was supported by his family. They were musicians as well, kind of in a small way, or you know, as not as professionals, but people who loved to play. So he dropped out of school when he was in the 11th grade to become a blues piano player. And he's done very well. He's a prime example of the New Orleans sound style of blues and jazz and so on. He's been an active session musician since the late 1950s. He got a cult following in the 60s after the release of one of his albums, Gris Gris, about New Orleans music. And he performed this wildly theatrical stage show. It was inspired by medicine shows and Mardi Gras costumes and voodoo ceremonies and so on. He's got about 20 albums out, and he also crafted and sang jingles for TV commercials. Six Grammy Awards, something like that. But I always love hearing his piano stylings as well as his lovely voice. Time to end up, though. We have just one track on. This is Swap. It's a quartet that was formed in 1995 by two British folks and two folks from Sweden. And they've made four albums together. In the time they were a group, sort of explored this fusion, this tryst, love tryst between Swedish and Celtic music. This is something called Congress. It's Congress Reel. It's an Irish reel, actually, I believe. And then a Springlek. Springlek is a kind of a dance tune from the Nordic tradition. Well, thanks for joining me. This has been show number 198. I'm Ivan Imke with you every week with the Roots and Branches and Beyond. Going to do another set of rambles and then something else and then more and more. So I'm glad you could join me. Do take care of each other, okay? Deal? Happy trails.